Now, news in the UK, there's a lot of consternation at the Tory conference, a lot of infighting and division. The ratings agency Fitch have just announced that the outlook for its credit rating for the British government debt has gone to negative from stable, citing risks posed by the measures announced in the Chancellor's mini-budget. Well, how are we doing here in relation to our economic outlook? Well, the Central Bank of Ireland has released its outlook, its household quarterly survey, and it shows that there will be lower economic growth, but maybe no recession in the offing immediately, despite fears expressed by many that that's the direction that we're heading in. With me on the line to talk about this is Martin O'Brien, Head of Irish Economic Analysis Division at the Central Bank. Mark, good morning to you. Thanks, or Martin, I should say, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Now, there's a lot going on. We have huge inflation across, energy-driven inflation, really, across a number of sectors and challenges. We've stories of businesses that are closing down, but our labour market remains very strong. What's your outlook and what are the details telling us?
Yeah, well, Gerry, this year is really sort of a year of two halves when you think about it. We have very strong momentum, you know, in the labour market in particular, as you mentioned there, coming into the first half of this year. And growth was extremely strong as we moved into the first half of this year. And now what we're seeing is really prolonged period of high inflation, particularly in energy, beginning to take hold and really dampening the extent to which, you know, households' spending power is growing. It's actually contracting this year as a result of the high inflation. And the level of uncertainty that's there, I suppose, with respect to how energy markets are going to perform and progress, you know, really tied to the progress of the war, I suppose, in the Ukraine at the moment. That sort of level of uncertainty, that high inflation, is really feeding into a very challenging growth outlook for the next couple of quarters. But, you know, the central expectation is that those sort of, you know, headline inflationary pressures will ease somewhat as we go through 2023. The labour market is still expected to be, you know, going quite strong, and that should help, you know, wage growth pick up through next year again. And that should then feed back into, you know, growth in the economy overall, coming back towards a sort of long-run average as we move through 2023. So no recession, but certainly a challenging couple of quarters ahead.
Yeah, that's the key question, though, isn't it? How long, or maybe how much that inflation eases next year? Because if it's sustained and continues, you could be in for some very choppy waters. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and I think it's important to know that there is inflation, as we said, you know, primarily driven by energy issues at the moment. But we have begun to see that sort of pass through to other aspects of what people are spend their money on. You know, food inflation has increased quite a bit through this year. Other goods and services have started to increase as well. When we look at the overall basket of goods and services that the CSO measured for tracking inflation, about 60% of those goods and services are now increasing by more than 5% on a year-on-year basis. So the prices are increasing at that by that basis. So yes, I mean, it is going to be challenging. It is going to be a key focus of policy to ensure that, you know, we can basically, you know, get through the next couple of quarters in terms of supporting households and businesses appropriately to deal with the inflationary shock. But also mindful that, you know, we're probably also transitioning to a period where, you know, fossil fuel prices are going to be higher in general for a longer period of time. They may not be increasing by the kind of rates that we're seeing right now, but, you know, there is a period of adjustment both in Ireland and Europe more broadly to a situation where fossil fuel prices are a little bit higher than what we would have experienced in before the pandemic.
Yeah, Martin, you're saying export growth is going well, particularly in the area of pharmaceuticals and ICT service sectors as well. There may be challenges in the UK, but at the same time, that's a strong area for our economy. And in addition to that, then, we have a situation because of our tax take that we're heading from a deficit to a surplus in terms of government finances.
Yeah, and I mean, both of those issues are really related, as you said, to the very strong performance in the multinational sector, the pharma sector, the ICT sectors in particular. It's a great benefit to the economy that we have them, and not just in terms of tax relief, but there's also a significant amount of employment related to those sectors as well. You know, the situation for, you know, our sort of more indigenous exporters is a little bit more challenging. You mentioned the issues with the UK. If demand gets hit a little bit more in the UK, or if sterling goes down a little bit further, then, you know, some of our more indigenous exporters in agri-food and sectors like that might find that a little bit more challenging. But overall, you know, the export sector, the externally facing sector, is performing quite strongly, seems to be quite impervious to sort of the general trends of a global slowdown, particularly given the sectors that we're concentrated in pharma and ICT. But you mentioned in terms of the corporation taxes, I mean, it's, as I said, it's a benefit to the government that they have the corporation taxes right now, and it has allowed them to introduce some of the measures, that the temporary measures that they've introduced to support households and businesses for the coming period. But I think it's important to note that, look, we can't necessarily rely on those corporation taxes 100% into the future. There is a sort of a windfall element to them, and it's important that when we think about the stability of the public finances and the economy overall, that we don't necessarily bake into permanent increases in government expenditure. Things that are financed by those sort of taxes
that comes back to the lessons learned of 12 to 15 years ago, when too much of our current spending was added to and made permanent, and then all of a sudden we had the shock, the fall away of our tax base, which was based on property at the time, and all of a sudden then we couldn't fit the bill and we had to cut drastically. So that's the warning from history for our corporation tax at the moment.
Exactly, and I think this is the balance that's being struck with policy domestically. You're to try and build this bridge to get households and businesses through the most challenging period right now, but also to ensure that there's enough sort of buffers built and resilience built for the future to ensure that when these shocks happen again, because they will, we're a small open economy, we're going to be susceptible to these kind of things happening, that that the economy is overall resilient to when those kind of shocks happen in the future.
Martin, finally, it's a separate issue, but it's aligned. Unlike in 2008, when individuals were highly leveraged, household debt was huge. A lot of people had borrowed a lot. Credit card debt was high. Over the last 10 years, have we been, as a country, as individuals, been paying down that debt? Are we in better shape for a shock or for a downturn because of that situation?
Yeah, no, definitely. Overall, that is certainly the case. The household sector, isn't as highly leveraged as it was before. Now, it's not the same across every household. And, there's a little bit of work that colleagues of mine we have done and we've published as part of the bulletin that looks at the kind of households that are sort of most susceptible to the sort of the challenges that we're facing in terms of high inflation, particularly energy, food, rents, etc., and their own sort of debt and wealth situation. And there's about 15% basically of households that going into this particular current period would be more constrained and more challenged given their income, given their wealth, given their debt situation. But broadly speaking, as you said, from the overall perspective, we're in a much better position to weather as we were for the pandemic, and as we are now, we're in a much better position to weather the challenges that we're facing, particularly from the global economy and the shocks in the energy markets that we're seeing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Martin, look, thanks for going through that for us on the programme this morning, the outlook for the economy for the next while. Martin O'Brien is Head of Irish Economic Analysis at the Central Bank. And thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Thanks.
There's Martin O'Brien there with the Central Bank. Challenging times ahead, no recession, but there will be growth. It'll be lower growth, but there will be growth, which is a positive side of things. And employment will remain strong.